Today I have the pleasure of interviewing the lead in this year's production of The Lion King in the Playhouse in Edinburgh. We've just seen three acts from the show, absolutely fantastic. So we're going to say hi to Nicholas and find a little bit about him. Good morning, Nicholas.
Hi, morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure to be able to speak to you. And you're in the lead, and a fantastic array of costumes today that we've seen on stage. How did you come to get the part?
I've auditioned for this role for two consecutive years, and I've never got it. Then the last time, the third year, then they were looking for this production, and they just hired me. I guess it's just perseverance, really, and being in the right moment in time.
Yeah. Well, certainly is an honour for you, I would expect, to be able to take this lead part. And has there been a lot of rehearsal? Because there's a lot goes on that stage.
Yes, we've sort of rehearsed for 2 to 3 months, really, 4 months. Because there's so much going on. The costumes, the, you know, the acting itself, the movement, you know, itself, and obviously the whole touring production. So each and every person had to know what they're supposed to do and where they're supposed to be.
How did you get into acting then?
I got into acting a few years ago when I enrolled into a musical theatre department in Pretoria. So that for me, the interest of acting started when in that sort of learning curve. So for me, when that started, I never stopped acting.
Okay, yeah. And have you been in any other productions prior to this one?
Yes, immediately just before The Lion King, I did The Phantom. I was the youngest Phantom. Yeah, and then from then on, I did Dreamgirls, I did Oliver Twist, I did Rent, I did Parade, just a lot of musical theatre shows, really.
Okay, now, how fit do you need to be able to do this part? Because I have noticed that there's a, as I said earlier, there's a lot of movement, yeah. And you're wearing a headdress, a lion's head,
yes,
for Simba.
Each and every day has to be a little bit of an exercise for me. Every day there's certain things that I need to do physically just to prepare myself and get myself ready. I have to do my physical warm-up, I have to do my vocal, and I have to sort of, you know, always revive my acting. So each and every single thing, like how you eat, you know, what you do physically influences you, because you need to be fit. You need to be fit every day so that you give people the best show that you can every night.
And are you continuing on right throughout the season till January?
Yes, I'm continuing till January, till August. So we're finishing here in January, then we move to the next few cities, then August, yes.
Well, you've certainly got a lot of work ahead of you. Now, how are you enjoying Scotland?
Amazing. It's been a few days, so it's been like really rehearsing, you know, and trying to sort of get the show up and running. But there's so many things I've heard about, like seeing the castle and, you know, and I really like where I live. So right now, within the next few Mondays, it's just getting to really experience the city and getting to know the culture. And I want a kilt.
Well, I'm going to give you a piece of advice.
Okay.
Nicholas, buy a proper kilt.
I want a real one because I just want to preserve it. I want to I don't really have to worry that much. Just preserve it, because I think coming to this city and more cities, it's just an experience and a blessing. So whatever you can grab, sort of remind you of where you were.
Well, there's thousands of tartans to choose from now. I don't think there'll be an Acuna one, but you never know. You can maybe get Disney to do you a Disney tartan.
I didn't know until now that it actually goes with like families and clans, and I didn't know that until somebody told me that actually which colors are you going to wear. I'm like, I don't know. Should I just ask for a family? I don't know. Are they not going to find it offensive that I'm...
No.
Oh, is it? Okay, then I'll choose the best color.
Well, normally when you go for a kilt and you haven't got any clan association, because
yes,
you have clans and then you've got the family part of that called sept, so they can be an offshoot,
yeah.
And there's just literally thousands. Then you need a sporn. And have you heard about whether to be a true Scotsman or not?
I haven't heard. You see, I feel like I need to sort of go out there and like sit down with somebody that's going to explain all the culture, because I find it experience. Culture for me is important. I come in a country where we have 11 official languages, and culture is so much important. And when I get to a city where there's so much beautiful culture, I just want to experience it and get to know about it.
Well, thank you very much, Nicholas, for allowing us to interview today, and I hope that the rest of the season is successful. And I'll keep an eye on, do you tweet?
Yes, I tweet, Nicholas Soul. So, yeah.
I will find you, and I will find out whether you've actually got a kilt. We've got to go now, because there's a host of people waiting to interview you. But thank you very much, Nicholas Acuna, who is the lead in the 2013-14 production of The Lion King in the Playhouse in Edinburgh. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.